George was a giant of a man. Yes, physically, but it was also his enormous personality, the huge measure of his character, the depth of his generosity and compassion. There is no better way to define a man that brought so much good to everyone. He was a family man before anything else. George adored his wife, Joy, and was also proud of his children, sons Aaron, Lewis, daughters Bailey and Krista, and stepsons Devin and Daniel, and of course his grandsons Jack and Colton, and stepmother Anne. He had a special relationship with all his siblings, Lewis, Brian, Dan, Noel, Kent, and his sister Mackenzie, and his in-laws Nick, Mike, and Michelle. He had an extra special relationship with his brother-in-law, Walter, which in whom he spoke of often. His family was his world. But George also loved people and found happiness in helping others. His social conscience and big heart were on display with me every week, sharing his knowledge, free of charge, to help you. It may have only been to save a few cents on the leader, but George always seen the bigger picture. It's just one of the many reasons why George's sudden passing hurt so much to so many. Many of us never got a chance to say thank you or show him our true appreciation that he truly deserved. I just hope the beautiful outpouring and love and support from all across Canada this week can reassure his family just how much he was loved and appreciated. George was relatable, a trait that resonated with so many. He was in public office, a well-known media personality, but seemed more comfortable as smiling, driving in the taxi, talking to family and friends as the meter ran. And could he talk? That's how George got work done, by talking, bringing people and ideas together. He was a fierce defender of fairness and justice for everybody. I was reminded of that this week by a caller to Open Line with Patty Daly. The caller told of a time many years ago when gas prices had skyrocketed and the taxi drivers were absorbing the cost of that and suffering. So at that point, they formed a small informal group and headed to City Hall looking for a fare increase. When they all got there, George was already there, inside, waiting. He was there to fight the increase. When the group asked him why, he said that the people who used his taxi every day couldn't afford an increase, and he'd rather bear it on himself than pass it on to them. You see, it didn't matter to George if you were in an Armani suit or hip waiters. Your voice mattered. You meant something to George. If you didn't already know George Murphy, his 20 questions with Barb Sweet of the Telegram back in 2016 offered the perfect glimpse into who he was. When asked the most important lesson he'd learned as an MHA, he said to always be there for each other. The same goes for life. His favorite vacation spot? No, not a sandy beach or an exotic location. Tickle Cove, Bonavista Bay, or anywhere that brings back his childhood memories. What he's most grateful for? Well, that was easy. Family. The kindest person he knows? Everybody. If he could have one superpower, and that was to cure everybody's problems. And perhaps most fitting is the question, what constitutes a perfect day? With family, trouting, and then sitting out by the fire pit. George left this world too soon, but the final picture he captured by the fire pit gives us all a little reassurance, knowing he passed doing something he loved with the people he loved, with the light still shining bright. Going back to the 20 Questions article, he was asked, if you had a crystal ball, George, what would you want to know? How would people look at me after I die? How would people remember me, if they would remember me? George, my friend, we're going to remember.